leave me alone. I remember you. You were locked in a padded room. I tried to teach you solitude. You just hollered at the moon. I'm Elin Jewell. This is my band. We're so happy to be back here at IOTA. Second night's a charm. So was the first one. It's always fun here. That's why we keep coming back. And we're glad you keep coming back too. And if this is your first time here, well, this is what it's like. Welcome to the party. Pretty much, yeah. All right, those two songs we just did are brand new off of our new record that has not quite been released yet, but is for sale here tonight somehow. How does it happen? You could call it magic if you want. That's kind of how I think of it. And we're going to give you a few sneak previews into that new record just so that you are in the know. And this one here is one we just recorded. It's called Warning Signs. One, two, three, four, one, two, three. 2009 release. This is called Rain Rollin'. There's only one constant in this whole world. It's nothing ever stays the same. Someday my life will be over, and no one will remember. Go by and before too long, even the very last one is gone. The very last one is Boulevard. The echo of his footsteps in the storm, the drip drop of tears on my cheek, the only sounds on that sad dark night, my loving baby said goodbye. He used to stay home every night, he lived a quiet, happy life, but now if you're looking to find me, ain't so hard. It usually does. This next song is a drinking song. Not that we require that you do that, but it does. Yes, we do. Not that we require it, but yes, we do. Cheers, everybody. This is called High Shelf Booze. Yeah.
Hollow love,
be dead. Of the evening will be songs that we don't know and songs that we used to know, because we want to incorporate a lot of new songs. I mean, we know them, they're just very new. And then there are songs that we used to know and forgot, and songs we've never played before, and that will be the theme. In case you were wondering what the theme of the night was. Now, this is a song that we used to know, and for whatever reason we forgot that we knew it and stopped playing it. And someone reminded us last night, hey, you used to know this one song. I wrote it, so I guess I should know it, but you'd be surprised. So here we go. Wish us luck. This is called Blue Highway.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Endless nights. I don't know. We're not really keeping track very well, but somewhere around this time. And it's, the fourth day of summer, so there's plenty of reason to celebrate here tonight. We're going to do a summertime song in honor of our 50-year anniversary and summertime. Here you go. Moon is high, brand new one off the new record, magically for sale here tonight. Don't worry, I won't harp too much on that. I try not to annoy myself. And this one is one I just wrote, and we're still getting kind of comfy with it. This is called Only One. Wish I was holding you, my arms enfolding you, making you high as summer sun. You're my only one, baby. Tonight, by the way. If you weren't doing okay, you'd tell me though, right? All at the same time, you'd be like, well, actually, I've had sort of a crappy day. I'm glad you're here though. I'm glad, you know, sounds like most of you are doing well, and it's good to see you all again. IOTA is definitely a highlight for us always on our tours. So we were happy to be able to do two nights in a row this time. It's like graduating or something. We're big kids now. So thanks for your support. And we got a lot more songs for you. We're just getting warmed up. This one here is another new one. It's a waltz, a really fast waltz, so it's difficult to dance to. It's my kind of song. It's called Reckless. Forgot. Here's one that we used to know very well. We think we can do it. We like to challenge ourselves in front of people. Just sort of teeter on that edge of disaster with people watching. It's more fun that way. But I've always really loved this song. It's a Loretta Lynn tune that we put on our Our tribute to Loretta Lynn that came out last summer. And it's all songs that Loretta Lynn wrote. It's called Butcher Holler. And this song here, we recorded for that. It's, I think, very sage advice. Most of her songs involve some amount of sage advice. This is called Don't Come Home A-Drinkin' With Lovin' On Your Mind. Well, you've been waiting all night. Drinking with loving on your mind. verses. That's not bad, right? I say if you're gonna remember one verse, you should remember your favorite and just sing it over and over again. Fair warning, right? Let's do an Eric Anderson song now. This one has been requested. And then we'll do some new stuff. This is called Dusty Boxcar Wall. Getting to be a well-known fact about me that when I start forgetting lyrics that I just need more gin. So I'm glad I have you well trained. Cheers. I think I'm remembering things. left and right already. And then after a couple, you start forgetting again. But now, I want to try out another new one on you guys. I think we might have played a version of this song, maybe last time we were here or something. But we've been working on it since then. We recorded it. We're about to release it on Tuesday. Give me a second to get the right instrument here. That would help. So I used to live not too far from here in a place called New Mexico. And I just loved it. It's a very lovable place. Not for everybody. It's very, you know, deserty, and it's kind of strange in a lot of ways. It's like a different country, more or less. But it really grew on me very quickly, and now I miss it like I miss an old friend or a family member. And when I do start to miss places, I have to write about them. So Santa Fe made its way onto my new record. This is called aptly Santa Fe. Thank you. goodness, that song. That sad, sad song. We'll work it in. You really want to hear Cody in Arms?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do it. Just not right now. We don't... Up tempo, please. Save us. Okay. All right. Well, everyone will be happy tonight. Don't worry. We will please everybody. It will be the first time in history that's been done. This is... We're gonna get to the sad stuff again. Don't worry. But this is a... we're going to do a couple up tempo ones. We don't want to lose you. This is called Where They Never Say Your Name. I never came. good pals of ours from Boston, and we were so happy to hear them again. And thanks so much to Desmond for doing sound for us tonight. Always a pleasure to work with you. We're not quite leaving yet, but I just am feeling very grateful at the moment. Thank you. All right, now, because I promised that everyone would be happy at the end of this show, we will now do Coding Arms. It's funny to say that because it's the saddest song ever. It's odd that it would make anyone happy, but I like sad songs myself. The sadder, the better, and there's a tear in my beer and all that stuff makes me happy. And that's why I sing so many sad songs, and I'm one of the happiest people around, I think. Here's Coding Arms.
Say
Okay. For some reason, I'm thinking of the song Fist City right now. Don't you think we could use a little, like, fun violence right now? Just for fun. This song is my favorite song about a cat fight. I think that in general, people enjoy a good cat fight, right? As in two women beating each other up, especially over a guy. I think that's a hit with the guys. But I love this song. It's a Loretta Lynn tune that we put on Butcher Holler, our tribute to her. It's called Fist City. Next song, your dance move can be like this. It's very similar. We're going to call this our violent twofer. Two for the price of one. This is a song I just wrote. It's on the new record. Did I mention that the new record is for sale here tonight somehow magically? Just in case you're just getting here and you're wondering what all these new weird songs are. This is a song about Cupid. I think that it's time to just do away with the old Cupid myth. You know, the one where he's really cute and sweet looking with the rosy cheeks and he's got the cute little bow and arrow and he's like, oh, I'll make you fall in love. That one? I think it's more psychotic than that, just a little bit. Usually in the myth, I don't know, when he's depicted, he has a blindfold on. I think that's a little closer to the truth. But I think that it's not that he's blindfolded, it's just that he just doesn't care. So here's my Cupid song. This is called Bang Bang Bang.
One, two, three, four.
That little Cupid, he's a real sharpshooter. I don't believe he's got an arrow and bow. People all think he just couldn't be cute, but I saw him down at the gun show. He appeared to be about 2 years of age, a really freaky thing to see. He was bragging about his sawed-off six-gauge, hitting right up his tattered sleeve. I asked you hit your mark that way. Little Cupid, he just laughed outright. He said, I don't take aim, I just bang, bang, bang. Don't take aim, I just bang, bang, bang. Don't take aim, I just bang, bang, bang. He fired off a few hot rounds right into the sorry crowd. No blood, no gore, no one hit the ground. They all just fell in love. Be sure you stay well out of his way. Love is careless, random, and cruel. You don't take aim, you just. You don't take aim, you just bang, bang, bang. You don't take aim, you just bang, bang, bang. You don't take aim, you just bang, bang, bang. Track for you. We try the title track. And just so you can say you've been forewarned, and possibly the first people on your block to hear this song. Lucky you. Yeah. Alright, so this song is, it comes from, originally somebody used this title to make fun of me because I like songs in a minor key. I like them maybe a little too much. I'm a little addicted to them. And at first, I was embarrassed by it, and then I decided I'm just going to run with it. I'm going to take it and run, and so I am now the queen of the minor key. Jason likes it.
I'm into it.
So watch out what you call me. Here you go. You guys ready? The day I was born, a gypsy looked at me, told my mama she could easily see just how bright my future would be. For I was gonna be royalty. Crown will sit on her forehead, bar stool will be a throne, she said. Instead of riches and finery, shall have a wealth that sets on ten whiskey. Glasses and broken hearts. You're in the right chord of blues. What you need, but if the sunshine you're after, don't bother me. Something special for you other than our new songs and our bringing our new record here just for you. We wanted to do a song we'd never played before, just because I know that a lot of you come to see quite a few of our shows, and maybe you're ready for something kind of out of left field. And like I said, we really enjoy the challenge of doing something we don't know in front of lots of people. And, right, don't we, guys? So... So now this song is a song that Johnny here, this Johnny Shasha, you guys know him. He recently gave me this CD of Arthur Alexander songs and said, you gotta check out this song. He knows me way too well. Of course, it's in a minor key, so, we were meant to be, I think, me and this song. There's only one thing about this song, and that is that it is told from the point of view of a man singing about a woman. And I like it so much the way it is, I didn't want to change the gender. I just, I figure you guys, you can roll with it. Why fuss with things that don't need to be fussed with? And I also, a lot of men tell a lot of stories told, from the point of view of a woman in folk songs. And it's very rare that a woman will sing from a man's point of view. I'm not sure why that is. House of the Rising Sun is a classic example. It's really told, from a woman's point of view, but often sung by a man. And I figure I want to mess with their minds a little bit and play this song. This is called The Girl That Radiates That Charm. Yet that's not Free Bird, that doesn't involve more cowbell, preferably shaking all over.
Taxi, if I had a shaker.
We'll work on that one. Shaking all over it is. Thanks again so much to Sarah Levesque and the gang, and for all of you for being here tonight, for all your support here. We look forward to talking to you after the show. We're going to be right over here near the sparkly material fish that's drawing you like fishes, I'm sure. And thanks again. Here you go. This is Johnny Kidd and the Pirates song. We love you, Iota.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.